Concours Écricom 2012, épreuve orale de langue anglaise.
Texte numéro 25. No such thing as bad publicity. Art suffers the moment other people start paying for it, muses the cartoonist and author Hugh MacLeod in his book on keys to creativity. This month, in a move that put MacLeod's words into action, the poets Alice Oswald and Jonkin Saylor withdrew from the shortlist for the T.S. Eliot Poetry Award because the £15,000 prize is sponsored by an investment management company. Oswald said, "Aurum has an office in Bermuda, which happens to be a tax haven," adding, "It doesn't, according to its website, have an ethical policy." Sam Chase of campaign group Art Not Oil offers an insight into concerns that sponsors have become too hands-on. People argue that patronage of the arts has always existed, but the Sistine Chapel doesn't have a Vatican logo. The gap between what they are doing and what they want us to think about them is widening. Mark Kramer, a senior fellow at the Corporate Social Responsibility Initiative at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, explains there's pressure for artists to agree to funding wherever they can get it. The more restricted government funding is, the more influence the organisations have. Kramer says there are two reasons why perceived altruism is an advantage for large corporations. Firstly, the reputation of being a good corporate citizen. Secondly, people ascribe the quality of one organisation to the other. The firms hope that some of the coolness will rub off on them. In June of this year, climate change activists protested against the BP Portrait Award, and an 8,000 signature petition was sent to the Tate director asking for it to refuse financial support from Big Oil. BP has also caused uproar by becoming sustainability partner to the 2012 Olympics, and it slaps its logo prominently on the related publicity. "It's not pure altruism," says David Nicholas, a media director at BP. "Sponsorship can bring benefits to our reputation. Even the negative publicity doesn't seem to bother him. Everyone has a right to protest. At least it gets people talking about BP." Marco Compagnoni, a senior partner at a major city law firm, says objecting to big business sponsorship is absolutely bonkers. "It's not done for the perks, but for marketing and keeping close to clients to help our business. It's not to be nice." But if they continue to keep branding and influence as one aspect of their sponsorship, the companies could tip the balance and actually harm their own brand. The arts organisation will lose the respect of the public and do damage to their reputation, explains Kramer. The sponsoring companies will, in turn, lose the benefit of the prestige. It impacts on both parties. The result is that it won't benefit the sponsor any longer. Fin du numéro texte 25.